Earlier this fall, the Human Rights Campaign gave Sitka and 10 other American cities a score of 0 on its Municipal Equality Index because these communities had no legal protections for residents based on sexual orientation or gender identity. In Sitka, that is about to change. The Sitka Assembly last night passed a sweeping anti-discrimination ordinance. But will it really change anything in Sitka? KCAW's Catherine Rose recently spoke with some residents who think it will.
Cheryl Barnes and Madison Cosma are a couple with a pretty great How We Met story. Both researchers working on advanced degrees, they crossed paths at school in Fairbanks last year.
I just couldn't let it go. I just kept having feelings for her and embarrassing things like staying at the lab later because I knew her car was in the parking lot and like just leaving my office door open hoping she walked by and said hi to me.
Which I never did.
Never
Bummer.
Did.
Long before she met Barnes, Cosma first moved to Sitka from Hawaii in 2012. There, she felt comfortable being open about her sexual orientation, but a move to a new state caused some trepidation.
I did have some moments of wondering how I should approach the topic. It's a red state. But then when I first landed in Sitka, I didn't have any fear that there was anything that was going to happen or safety reasons for not being open about who I am, who I love, you know, how I identify myself.
Barnes moved here this year. She's on the board for Southeast Alaska LGBTQ Alliance, or SEGLA, and to get to know the community, she threw an event at a local business for National Coming Out Day.
A month or so ago, and tried to get people to come out. We were somewhat successful.
Come out to celebrate, not
yeah.
Oh, come out.
Come out to be together and to celebrate. Yes.
Sitka felt welcoming to both Cosma and Barnes when they arrived. But the city code didn't fall in line with the values of the Sitkins they knew. Currently, there's nothing on the books that offers hiring or housing protections based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Barnes says that's a problem.
It does come into play when you do as an individual experience discrimination. You need to be able to have some sort of legal leg to stand on so that you can fight not being hired for a job or being rented a house because of your sexual orientation or gender identity or gender expression.
Earlier this fall, Sitka fell into the national spotlight when the Human Rights Campaign issued their annual report that scores cities based on LGBTQ protections in city codes. Sitka received a score of 0. Barnes says the absence of these protections could discourage people from moving to or even visiting Sitka.
And that is the sort of thing that LGBTQ folks look into before they go somewhere to live or even on vacation. They want to go to a place that is going to be supportive or at the very least, you know, non-discriminatory against them.
In fact, the Alaska State Commission of Human Rights received 58 inquiries about discrimination in Sitka in the last 5 years, though not all were LGBTQ related. Director Marty Buscalia says that number is pretty typical when compared to other small cities in Alaska.
Several physical and mental disability cases from Sitka. We have several age cases from Sitka. We have a few religion cases. And from what I can see, there was one national origin.
20 of those inquiries became formal complaints. To protect privacy, Buscalia can't share any specific details about the human rights complaints in Sitka, and she can't say how many of those complaints were from members of the LGBTQ community because, as of now, they can't pursue complaints based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
We did attempt to pass a resolution this year, and it unfortunately did not go through. We do have a resolution in front of the legislature right now urging them to pass a law that protects the LGBTQ community in Alaska. But you know, they've had a lot of other issues that they've been dealing with, and that one doesn't seem to have gotten anywhere at this point.
Cosma says it's easy to think that because Sitka is so small, everyone feels the same way.
You realize that you can get into your groups and your bubbles, and that maybe the voices for equality is really loud in your group, but doesn't mean that's everywhere, and you got to figure out where those voices are.
And Barnes says in the end, if the ordinance passes, everyone will end up ahead.
puts the values that a lot of Sitka already have on the books and protects people, makes people not feel at risk at discrimination. And that actually makes a better situation for all of us, even those who aren't directly impacted. How can we all feel properly protected and free, I guess, in our society when others aren't?
The ordinance also protects for discrimination based on age and disability, race and class, and religion and nationality. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.